And we will finish the job.
We present Miles Davenant as Jack Standish, the British Lion, in Standish Room Only. The story of one man's battle to protect the people, the values, and above all, the territory of the British Empire. Episode 3, City of Danger. Captured by evil Peruvian mastermind Dr. Hidalgo Alpaca, Jack Standish and the beautiful Miss Sabina Touchstone have been left suspended upside down over a lake filled with both alligators and boa constrictors. Dr. Hidalgo is heading toward the lost city of Mucho Taco, where he plans to unite the tribes of Peru and lead them in the conquest of the world. Is this the end for Jack Standish and the dream of the Pax Britannica?
Oh, Jack, here we are, suspended upside down over a lake, filled with both alligators and boa constrictors, and which is itself surrounded by a moat of molten lava.
Good God, Miss Touchstone, I can see your undergarments. Surely those must be chafed.
Like the very devil, Jack. Navy knickers are my price of decency. Although it is not a price I shall have to pay for long. Once that candle burns through the slender thread by which we hang, we shall plunge down, down into that pool of doom.
Perhaps, Miss Touchstone, but let me continue to imitate the mating call of the Asian jungle crow which populates this island.
Sudden interest in ornithology, Jack. Of what possible use can that be?
Neither sudden nor useless, Miss Touchstone. For one of the many idiosyncrasies of the Asian jungle crow is its curious predilection for the consumption of lighted candles.
Jack, do you mean?
Indeed I do, but observe. The bird has availed itself of its favorite snack and made off with Hidalgo's candle, flames and all, leaving us to simply hang here, swaying pleasantly in the breeze of the ocean.
But Jack, the thread by which we hang is tenuous indeed, and surely in time it will...
Snap! That it shall, Miss Touchstone. Indeed, I am relying on that fact.
But when it does, we shall surely fall to our doom in that watery pit, filled with both alligators and boa constrictors. How? Oh, how can we survive that horror, Jack?
Time is our ally, Miss Touchstone. Time and Dr. Alpaca's appalling ignorance of basic biological realities. The crow has bought us the few precious seconds we need.
But how so, Jack?
As one might expect from a foreigner, Dr. Alpaca has over-egged his pudding. Now, a chap who's been around a bit can't help but know that alligators and boa constrictors are deadly enemies. We merely sway here for a little longer as the alligators dismember the boas and the boas crush the alligators, and then when the rope finally frays, we fall without harm into the pool below.
But the lava, Jack, the lava!
We simply build a bridge with the armored bodies of the dead alligators.
Brilliant, Jack! But are you not forgetting that our hands will still be tied? How can we swim in such a state?
Don't you worry your pretty little head, Miss Touchstone. I think you're forgetting me explosive coupling.
Oh, Jack, you are so clever.
I know. Wait, Miss Touchstone. Do you feel what I feel? That little tremor at the core.
Oh, Jack, I think I do.
I mean the final strand of rope giving way.
Of course. I too meant that very thing.
Then press your wrists close to mine, Miss Touchstone. And even as we fall, my cufflinks shall set us free. That all worked out rather well.
Yes, Jack, but how are we to pursue Alpaca? The only way off this island would be in his submarine, but he's parked that on the ocean floor.
Fear not, Miss Touchstone, for as we plunged into the pool, I caught a fleeting glimpse of what looked like an enormous aviary. And that can only mean one thing.
He breeds Galapagos finches as a relaxing hobby.
No, he keeps a stable of giant condors, the Peruvian national bird. I think I see a way out of our predicament.
Then please, Jack, illuminate me.
The Peruvian giant condor is famous for its homing instincts. No doubt Alpaca uses them to send messages back to his other secret base at Mucho Taco.
I hardly think I am going to be able to ride on the back of a giant condor, Jack. My horse riding skills have declined dreadfully since leaving my Swiss finishing school.
No, Miss Touchstone, think. What is the one thing that would be absolutely essential in a secret base of this size?
A fully functioning laundry service, of course. Otherwise, well, it's unthinkable.
Exactly. So, find the laundry, and we find a laundry basket. We attach the condors to the basket using ropes woven from these jungle vines, climb in ourselves, and then just let them carry us straight to Mucho Taco to confront Alpaca.
An excellent plan, Jack. Now, shall I prepare sandwiches for the journey?
But of course, and possibly a flask of tea?
Milk, no sugar.
Ah, Miss Touchstone, you know me so well.
So, Carlita, have you also received an invitation to assemble here in Mucho Taco in order to initiate a populist uprising that will spread to conquer the world?
Ah, Pablo, I'm mostly here for the free burritos. Mostly.
People of Peru, at last the warlike tribes of the Guantanamos, the Tostadas, and the Paloma Blancas will unite into one invincible fighting force. Now is the time for us to seize our inevitable destiny in one carefully manicured hand and strike terror into the hearts of the gringos. The world will tremble before us. Foreign leaders will kneel in abject obedience at our feet. Today, Peru! Tomorrow, Las Vegas!
Hey, Carlito, are my eyes deceiving me? Or is there some strange flying shape coming out of the east, backlit by the rising sun?
Look, Pablo, that strange flying shape is resolving into a flock of giant condors effortlessly carrying a laundry basket.
Surely it's a messenger from the gods come to declare their approval of this venture.
That is the only logical explanation.
Jack, there below us, that must surely be the legendary lost city of Mucho Taco. See, next to that truck stop by the railway station, the stepped pyramid, surrounded by a vast and restless native army.
And there's Alpaca himself, addressing his followers, firing them up into a murderous rage. Oh, the unspeakable swine!
Actually, the ones at the back seem to be drifting towards the taco stands.
Now, if I cut these ropes at just the right time, this basket with us in it should land directly on Alpaca's head.
And yes, once we have conquered the world and crushed the corrupt Western democracies beneath our sandal heels, there will be an opportunity for small businesses to expand into adjacent markets by embracing diversification of products, services and stock portfolios.
Senior, I think you should move rapidly to the left.
No, no, my grubby little friend. The alpaca rejects your conventional political dichotomies.
Oh, I think maybe a swift turn to the right would be for the best.
Nope, the alpaca's not for turning.
I think he is toast, Pablo, no?
See, Carlita, in fact, I would say he's going to be a basket case.
Jack, just as you planned, we have landed right on top of Dr. Alpaca.
Indeed, Miss Touchstone. I think you could say we've taken him to the cleaners. And now that he's been flattened by a blow from heaven, see his followers. They're drifting guiltily away, pretending they have urgent business elsewhere.
Standish, why are you not dead? My plan was infallible.
Almost, Dr. Alpaca, but you forgot one thing. The indomitable pluck of the British Lion.
Jack, look! Two of the condors are returning, and they're grabbing Alpaca by the fine brocade of his ceremonial robes.
Dasher, Francis, quickly! Fly me to the other really, really secret jungle mountaintop hideout. But don't worry, I have a map.
He's getting away, Jack.
Not so, Miss Touchstone. He's so weighted down by the gold and jewels that bedeck his exotic costume, the condors are already losing their grip. I should think of any second... now.
Oh, Jack, They have dropped him into the mouth of an active volcano where no human could possibly survive. Oh, does this mean the bone idol is lost forever?
Not at all. Before the condor snatched him away, I skillfully whipped the idol from his grasp and stuffed it safely down the front of his trousers.
Oh, Jack, what a magnificent feat of legerdemain.
Well, I call that a job well done, Miss Touchstone. Now, what say we stroll into town, look at a hacienda that serves a decent celebrity cocktail or two, and then afterwards, perhaps you might feel inclined to...
Find a telegraph station and send in our expense forms.
Yes, that's exactly what I meant. Oh, hang on. Some urchin is sidling towards us, proffering a crumpled manila envelope. Toss him a gold sovereign, would you?
Of course, Jack. Excuse me, boy, I'll need a receipt for that.
Good Lord, it's an urgent message from Lord Overcroft. Now, let me see. What does it say?
Standish, it is absolutely vital that you return to London at once. The world is facing its greatest threat ever, and your services are required urgently. Repeat, urgently. Underlined.
That does sound most urgent. And may I say, Jack, that your impersonation of Lord Overcroft is almost uncannily accurate.
Yes, Miss Touchstone. I've been working on it for quite some time. There may well be an occasion when it will be useful.
I'm sure, but please stop doing it now. It's starting to get a bit creepy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. It continues. I have arranged passage for you on a tramp steamer leaving Caracas at dawn tomorrow. Do not be late.
Good grief, Jack. Caracas is thousands of miles from here. How on earth will we get there?
The same way any gentleman gets around, Miss Touchstone. Taxi!
Jack Standish, the British Lion, is a Quantum Fridge production, written, produced, and directed by Bob Harris and Alan McFadgen, with John Mitchell as Jack Standish, Pam Robertson as Miss Sabrina Touchstone,
with other voices artfully provided by members of the domestic staff. This episode was recorded with the Quantum Fridge Mobile Studio. Jack Standish will return!
Today, Peru!